is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1947. Lived with the poet Donald Hall, her husband, in New Hampshire. Lived there until her untimely death of leukemia at the age of 47. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Goodnight Moon, Margaret Wise Brown, born Brooklyn, 1910. She believed that kids would rather read about things in their own world than fairy tales and fables. Wrote nearly 100 picture books under several pen names. She was a lovely blonde, had green eyes, a little eccentric, lived on the Upper East Side of New York. At one time, she dated Juan Carlos, the Prince of Spain. When she was 42, she met James Stillman Rockefeller, Jr. He was 26. They were engaged to be married when Margaret Wise Brown died suddenly. She'd had surgery a few weeks before. She was kicking up her leg like a can-can dancer to show her doctor how good she felt, and the kick dislodged a blood clot in her leg, which went to her heart and killed her. She had no children of her own. She left the royalties for most of her books to a 9-year-old neighbor boy, Albert Clark. It came to about $5 million, which he squandered, spending his life in and out of jail, making a series of bad real estate deals. And it's the birthday of the man who, when studying meteorology, gave birth to what became chaos theory, Edward Norton Lorenz, West Hartford, Connecticut, 1917. He coined the term the butterfly effect, trying to explain how small actions in a dynamic system like the atmosphere could trigger vast and unexpected changes. Here's a poem by Jane Kenyon on her birthday at the IGA Franklin, New Hampshire. This is where I would shop if my husband worked felling trees for the mill, hurting himself badly from time to time, or I would bring my 3 kids, or I would push one basket and pull another because the boxes of diapers and cereal and gallon milk jugs take so much room. I would already have put the clothes in the 2 largest washers next door at the Norge Laundry Village. Done shopping, I'd pile the wet wash in trash bags and take it home to dry on the line. And I would think, hanging out the baby shirts and sleepers and cranking the pulley away from me, how it would be to change lives with someone, like the woman who came after us in the checkout, thin, with lots of rings on her hands, who looked us over openly. Things would have been different if I hadn't let Bob climb on top of me for 90 seconds in 1979. It was raining lightly in the state park, and so we were alone. The charcoal fire hissed as the first drops fell. In 90 seconds, we made this life, a trailer on a windy hill, dangerous jobs in the woods or night work at the packing plant. Roy, Kimberly, Bobby, too much in the hamper, never enough in the bank. At the IGA Franklin, New Hampshire, by Jane Kenyon. From her collected poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years, committed to innovation and diabetes care. Learn more at NovoNordisk-US.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.